We all have moments when we need guidance and provision from God.
Today on Let's Pray, that's exactly what we're praying for. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Amen. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.
Pick up the phone lines Amen. And call us now. And as always, we're ready to hear from you. The lines are open. Give us a call, 877-7-LETS-PRAY. And for those outside of the U.S., you can dial 859-777-PRAY. We're here for you and any requests you have. We're the team in Burgundy, aren't we?
We are the Burgundy team today, guys. Praise God.
So let's begin today's program with prayer to ask God to give to guide our discussion and bless this global community and you wherever you are. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are excited to start a new series on the famous Psalm 23.
Yes,
we ask that you would truly walk us through this for the next several weeks, that this particular program today would be a blessing to someone. And we invite your Holy Spirit to have his way in this place. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Opportunity and community.
That's right.
It rhymes, but it's so true. We just love you guys so
amen.
Much.
Amen.
You know, the Bible, Mario, is full of so much encouragement and support. And if we're honest, there are times in our lives that we certainly need it. Aren't you so glad that we serve a God? He is so good and he sees us and guides us along our journeys.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about today, the Good Shepherd.
Yes.
Over the next few weeks, we'll be taking a look at and praying over the 23rd division of Psalms.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's good to be back, season.
It is. Yes. And before we dive into that, Mario, we've been gone for a couple of weeks. I know that there's some very important things that you'd like to update our community on.
Yes, thank you. Family, it is great to be back with you. As many of you know and have prayed for our family, my wife and I and our little son, Declan, we lost our baby girl. Her name was Braylee Amora Broussard. She was 7 days old when she passed, and it has been a heart-wrenching experience, to say the least. But your prayers, your concern, and your support, it has been a global support that we've had. We are so thankful for what you've done and the ways that you have just lifted us up. We feel your prayers, and it's the reason why I'm sitting in this chair today. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you, season, for the intercession that you had on the last program and with our guest, mm-hmm. just lifting our family up in this time. We're definitely heavy, but the promises of God are being fulfilled in us, mm-hmm. and we have hope and we do have peace.
Yes.
So we're just going to take this day by day.
Amen. I just courage and dignity and strength in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You guys, it's just such a wonderful process to see God's character in you and your beautiful wife and your son, even in the midst of such hardship.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
So I'd like to pray for you and your family for just a moment. Let's pray, family. Join together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift our dearest, dearest friend Mario and Natasha and Declan up to your heart, Father. Lord, we are so grateful that you are God who sees and knows. And although all of these questions may not be answered until we meet you face to face, Father, I know that you are a God who provides, who encourages, who comforts, who heals. And Father, in the place where there are no words, you are present.
Yes.
Lord, you are an ever-present help in a time of trouble. And Jesus, I thank you for all the ways that you love Mario, Natasha, Declan, and Braylee more than any of us ever could, Father. So thank you for that love. And even though we don't understand, we do know you and your character and your love. In the name of Jesus, give them peace and comfort. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, folks, our topic today is the Good Shepherd, actually. I'm going to read you Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing, or I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful scripture. And I'm excited to walk in this journey with our community as we explore. And today, I'd like to point out verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. And it says, I shall not want. And, you know, I don't know that we always realize that this David was speaking and he had this intimacy between him and his God. And he's saying, yes, the Lord is the shepherd, but he says in the text, he's my shepherd. Yes. And that's what I want us to be able to garnish or focus in on as we go through this series, that we're not just going verse by verse, just to highlight a familiar passage of scripture, but this is to enhance our walk with Jesus.
Amen.
To know that everything that we need, specifically for today, everything that we need, he will provide. He's my shepherd. And so I may that be our reality today.
Amen.
Yeah. And maybe you're in need of a good shepherd today, or you have needs and wants that only Jesus can fulfill. Give us a call. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number. And if you're wondering if you should call, the answer is yes. We are waiting for you.
Amen. We certainly are waiting for you. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. I'm told that we do have a caller on the line calling from Florida. Caller, could you please tell me your name again? Is it Monica? Oh, Vanika.
Vanika,
thank you so much for being patient with me. Vanika, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
You know, I called before I did my back surgery last year, and God answered prayer because the surgery was a success.
Yes.
And I'm calling to say thanks.
Amen.
And right now I need prayer because my church, we are trying to obtain a building for our church to worship on Sabbath.
Okay.
So I'm asking for prayer because I know God answers prayer.
He sure does.
More
you are
prayer.
A walking testament. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Vanika, thank you so much for being faithful to make sure you came back and praised our Father. I think that your praise is something that somebody else really needed to hear today. And so I'm grateful that you were obedient to what the Lord was telling you to do. Thank you. We're going to be lifting up you and your church building and your church family to stay encouraged during this process. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling, Vanika. All right.
I guess we can pray for Vanika.
Sure can. Would you mind lifting up Vanika's request?
Sure.
All right.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the praise report. Vanika called about back surgery, and that is a serious procedure that could take a long time to heal. And we don't know the intricate details of her healing process, but she is proclaiming that that prayer was answered. And that she is recovering and that she is able to move, and it is a blessing, God. Lord, she calls today for also a prayer request concerning her church trying to find a new home and to have the funds to pay for it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know that your ministry needs to, your work needs to go forward. And we submit to your will, but we are not afraid to ask that you would help this church, this body of Christ, to be able to find a place to worship you and to do community outreach, Lord, so that they could enhance your kingdom and grow your kingdom. Your will be done, Lord, but we thank you for what you will do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, while we're waiting to talk to you, did you know that we're a global community of prayer? And you can connect with us through our phones, of course, at 877-7-LETS-PRAY, but also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for Let's Pray Live. It's an amazing online community. And you guys, we're praying over it daily. Add to that the online prayer room at hopetv.org/letspray. And Let's Pray truly is the place where you don't have to pray alone. It is such a great community. And yeah. So I just wanted to take a second, speaking of our community. Actually, I was going to go to the iPad, but I have a couple requests that we have gotten from the prayer room. And I just, this first one says, Lord, please hear my cries. I am in need of you to help me prosper in every area of my life. Amen. Is anybody else echoing that request? Don't we all need the Father to help us to do well with what He's given us? Mm-hmm. This next request says, I need God's help with understanding a new concept at work today, as well as an oncoming workshop I'll be presenting with a colleague next week. Thanks for praying. So a request because they've got to get up in front of other people. Wow. Amen. We know what that's like, yes. Don't we, Brother Mario?
That's right. That's right.
Praise
and,
God.
And you know, Season, we also have someone who is called in. Praise so we're going to take a call from Ramona, calling from Washington. Ramona, thank you for calling so much. How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, it's been a bit of a hard week. Okay. My aunt was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer this week after being remitted for about 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so sorry to hear that, Ramona. What is her first name?
Her name is Lourdes.
Lourdes, okay. Okay, stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
So it has returned, is that correct?
It has. She okay. had been in remission for about 2 years, and we all thought she was in the clear. So this is a pretty big shock to the family, and we're really tight-knit. So that, yeah, it's really kind of knocked all of us to our knees.
Ramona,
sure.
we are very sorry to hear about this, and we're going to take this request to the Father. We still believe in a God who hears and answers prayers, and having gone through my own personal issues recently, I can testify that He is still near to the brokenhearted.
Yes.
And so we're going to lift you and your family up. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us and involve us in your life.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for praying over us. We need it.
God bless you.
All right. You know what? I really love that Ramona said, not that it knocked us over or knocked us down.
Right.
It knocked us to our knees.
Powerful.
Amen. Amen. What a statement. Folks, we're going to go to Nicole in New York. Nicole, welcome to Let's Pray.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, I hear that you're calling with a request about a job.
Yes, I'm a nurse, and I've been terminated from my job since July, and I'm looking for another job. I'm looking for a job that I can work during the week and be able to go to church on the Sabbath.
Amen.
You know, with my son and my daughter who just got baptized.
Oh, praise God.
And I'm asking God for direction.
Amen.
For us, so that we can have a closer walk with Him.
Yes, I'm writing quickly here because I wanted to make sure that I pointed out something you said that was wonderful. Your children just got baptized.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got baptized like about maybe 2 months ago.
Sorry, I'm late
really
on the celebration, but woo!
Really determined to go to church on the Sabbath, you know, as new believers, and I want to be able to be in church every Sabbath so that we can have a, you know,
family time.
Strong relationship with God. And
Amen.
God is able. I know He is.
He sure is. And, you know, not that I know everything the Lord thinks by any means, but I feel like sometimes He puts those desires in our hearts because He would like us to start moving towards that and asking Him to make that a possibility. So I'm going to believe that that is what He has done for you. We're also believing for a new job on your behalf. So we're going to be lifting you up in just a second. Nicole, thanks for letting us be a part of what's going on in your life.
We also have Ann calling from Florida. Ann, so good to hear from you. How can we pray for you?
Hello.
Ann?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You're on. You're on.
Okay. First for my mother, that the Lord would heal her stomach. And also that she'll be able to walk again.
Okay. Did you say heal her stomach?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Heal her stomach.
Yeah. Yes.
And to walk.
Yes.
And what is her first name?
Princess.
Princess. Yeah.
Yes.
I hear, Anne, the concern and the sadness in your voice, and we just want to let you know that we're going to lift you up. How is your heart? We're going to pray for you right now. I just wanted to ask, you know, how's your faith? How are you? How have you been feeling? Obviously sad, but, you know, just wanted to hear from you a little bit.
Oh, I'm doing well. I am trusting God that he's going to heal as he said he would. Yes. We are healed, but
yes.
I just need someone to touch and agree with me.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, believing that it is done. Mm.
Yes. Yes. Well, you...
And to my mom, and she's like 95 years old, but what is age to God?
Mm. Right. Right.
Amen. Well, touch and agree.
That's right. And Anne, you have just extended your hand across a global community, as you know. So we are all gathering hands with you, and we're going to touch and agree in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for calling.
Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Let's pray for her real quick right now. Would you mind, Mario?
Yeah. Father, we are lifting Anne up, and we are you hear the sadness in her voice, but we also heard the faith. Mm-hmm. And you went by a man one day and said, according to your faith, may you be whole. And so, Lord, I asked that you would hear her faith. And she said she just wanted someone to touch and agree, that her mother would walk again and that her 95-year-old mother would receive healing in her stomach. Lord, we believe. Help thou our unbelief. And I pray, Lord, that as we wait for to see what you will do, that you would surround Anne with those intangibles that we cannot manufacture ourselves, joy and peace and comfort that only the Holy Spirit can give. Thank you so much. You said you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Thank you for providing in this moment exactly what this family needs. According to your will, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, thank you for that prayer. We're going to go to our next caller, Perry in North Carolina. Perry, how can we pray for you?
Yes, just like to say good evening to both of you.
And, yes, sir. Good evening.
I'm dealing with a health issue. I had went to the doctor about a week and a half ago on Wednesday for a follow-up appointment, and I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
And I'm having to take some shots every day, and I'm on other types of medication. I'm on like 4 different types of medication, and just been dealing with PTSD, a lot of stress. I'm trying to find a therapist to talk with.
Praise God.
And trying to get my insurance that will cover, you know, the cost of seeing a therapist.
Sure.
I'm severely depressed a lot the last few months, maybe even a year. And I just have a lot that I'm dealing with. And I've been under attack from the enemy. Dealing with sexual abuse when I was a child. And that's still grappling my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanting prayer that God will intervene because he's the only one that can help me through this and overcome this.
And he is a mighty, powerful Lord who breaks the chains and heals the wounds and calls us into fullness of life, abundant life in the name of Jesus. So know that that promise applies to you as well, Perry. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. I just want to commend you, and I believe it's the Father's Spirit in you, your honesty, your courage to step out and to talk about the things that you're talking about. You are not alone. And I just want to praise God that you've spoken the truth of the things that you're struggling with in your life, because I am compelled to believe that there are those who needed to hear your words today, Perry. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Perry, I believe it's welcome back, isn't it? You've called us before, correct?
Oh, yes.
I thought I recognized your voice. I didn't want to presume.
I'm so thankful
that you're part of our community, Perry. And
I thank God for y'all guys, because y'all, I mean, I try to, you know, catch y'all guys when you're on. And I just, I'm trying to do what God has put in my spirit to do. But, you know, there again, the enemy is there constantly, just
the
like God.
The accuser. The devil is a liar. Amen.
Exactly. Amen.
He is a liar.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage you to just step out and just deal with what the Lord's put right in front of you. Don't try to chew that whole ball of wax at once. You know what I mean? That's a lot, friend. And we are here for all of that, because life is messy. Amen.
Amen.
So just keep talking to us, keep being real with us, and Jesus says, I desire truth from the innermost parts. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Perry, that's an encouragement. Amen. We're going to be lifting you up in just a second, brother. Okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
So much, guys.
You bet. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to Audrey calling from Alabama. And Audrey, I hear you have a praise report.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So first I wanted to say, I didn't know about what you and your wife and your son were going through. Mm. I cannot imagine.
Thank you.
But just know that I'm keeping you all in my prayers.
Thank you so much, Audrey. It means a lot. Thank you.
So the praise report is Pastor Goya. He's got some power that he shared.
Okay.
And I felt I had been praying about God's direction for community service that our church has been involved in, the start of a pantry, but I just can't believe that's all God wants us to do. And so I said, well, I'll just listen to Pastor Goya doing Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. And when he shared that testimony of the woman who was praying for a building and how they went from place to place to place to place.
Yes.
I just couldn't help but praise God, because I believe that's what he is taking our church and our team through during this time. And I needed that affirmation that
God.
He is wanting us to go forward, you know, and do much greater things than what we've been able to do in the past 4 months. And
amen.
I needed to hear that.
Amen.
I really needed to hear that.
Well, thank you so much, Audrey, for affirming that particular program and that series with Pastor Goya, and the blessing you've received. And we are praising God with you, but I also hear your prayer request that is that God would raise up this ministry in you and give you all the direction that you need. And so we're going to pray to that end for you, okay?
Yeah, we need a building, too.
All right. I'm going to put that down.
Building after building after building.
Right, right. Thank you so much, Audrey. God bless you.
Awesome. Yeah. We're going to go to our next caller. Is it Tiffany? I believe we may have lost her. Tiffany, we've got your name. I know that you need prayer. So if we don't get you back, please know that we're going to cover you anyway in the name of Jesus, because ultimately he knows what you need.
Amen.
So I'm told that the request had something to do with healing. We're going to be lifting you up for exactly that in the name of Jesus.
All right.
We've got quite a few requests.
Yes.
Should we jump in with both
feet?
Ahead. All right, brother, would you please start, Mr.
Sure.
Martin?
Sure, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we just are grateful for this community and just the interaction that we've had with one another. It's been enriching, and we've gone through the emotions with one another. Lord, I just want to lift up Ramona, who called about her aunt, Lourdes, who has stage 4 cancer, was in remission for 2 years, and now it's back, God. And she said, we're a close-knit family. But I heard her say also, God, that we are on our knees.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lord, meet them there, we pray. We've seen amazing things happen when the people of God pray. And so, Lord, I pray that you would minister to them as they wait, but that you would help them by touching her aunt's body, God. If you've done it before, you can do it again. And we declare that in faith, that you are capable and able to heal. And so, Lord, we ask that you would do that. And we thank you, Lord, for what you do in this meantime by giving them what they need as they wait on your answer. Mm-hmm. Lord, I then want to lift up Audrey, who just called, and she said she was inspired by what she heard to start a ministry and to do more for your kingdom, God. I pray, Lord, that the fire that's been planted in her would not be snuffed out by the enemy in the name of Jesus. As she goes towards doors, may they open, and the ones that close, God, may she not be discouraged. Her faith community is also looking for a building to do this ministry in. So, Lord, if you've done it for the woman that Pastor Goya talked about, and please do it for this body of believers in this section of the vineyard, so that your name would be glorified in all the earth. We believe and we expect, not because we have anything to do with it, but because you are good and you said that your word would not return unto you void. So let it go out in whatever you deem, in whatever way you deem it fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to take a second to lift up Nicole, Lord. She was calling pertaining to a new job, Jesus. She says she's been out of work for a while, as you heard. And Father, I know that you have been sustaining her thus far, and you've blessed her in the meantime with the baptism of her children, Father. So she is looking for a job, Lord, and I know that you are Jehovah Jireh, as we've been talking about. You are God provider. And dare I say, even in this moment, Father, that your word is true, that she lacks nothing. She desires a job, but she has you, Father. And so, Lord, not out of arrogance would I declare this or that I know exactly what you want or are going to do in her life, Father, but I believe that you desire good for her. And Father, we are asking for work. We're asking for means for her to contribute, but also to be able to work during the week, Father, and be able to go to church as a family, Father. And we're just praising you for the baptism of her children, Father. Amen. We're joining in that celebration. Lord, we thank you for these things. Please give her the confidence in knowing that you're moving on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord Perry in North Carolina says that he's dealing with some health issues. He has been diagnosed with diabetes, dealing with PTSD, and some depression, Father. And he feels maybe like there's some oppression occurring as well. So, Father, we stand together and asking that you, Father, would bind the enemy in the name of Jesus, that you would shut his mouth, and that you would tell him to go away, Father. Lord, we ask for a hedge of protection around him and his family in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would give him reprieve or relief of some kind, Father, maybe just a glimpse or a vision of what you are moving him towards even during this dark time in his life, Lord. He's asking for counseling or therapy of some kind, Lord. If that's your will, we pray that you would make it easy for him to achieve that with his insurance, Father, that you would provide the funds otherwise. And Lord, all of these things that are bogging him down, Father, I pray for a moment that you would lift these burdens off of him, Father, for just some time, Lord. That's my request. Father, we trust you ultimately in your will and we submit to it. But Lord, we're just asking for some relief for him in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for Tiffany, Jesus, she's asking for healing. And we know that you are the God who heals, Father, ultimately, spiritually, but Father, physically as well. We have seen it. We believe it. And Lord, we're asking on behalf of Tiffany in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her know that she was seen and heard today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
What an exciting community of praying friends we have. And speaking of them, recently we've heard from Cheryl. She was calling with the praise report about what God is doing in her life. She said that this year in January, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. It had spread, and she wasn't sure that she would make it to her next birthday.
Yeah.
Our Let's Pray team reached out to her recently to see how she's doing, and here's what they had to say.
If you don't mind, please remind our audience what it was that you called about previously.
Yes, I had called in July, and the reason I had called was to give a praise report. My birthday was in July, and because I had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer with metastasis to my bones, my lymph nodes, and my liver, that was back in January. It just seemed like I probably wouldn't make it to my birthday. So I was very thankful that God had seen me thus far.
We know that, you know, you are definitely a praying woman, but we want to know, do you have people in your community that are praying for you and praying with you as well?
I absolutely do. And every single day I thank God for the support system that he has given me. I know of three different churches that are praying for me, as well as my immediate family, my extended family, longtime friends. It's just been incredible. Almost every day, pretty much every day, I get a call or a text from somebody encouraging me.
And so as of today, how are you feeling, or how is your health status today?
Well, I am actually improving. My energy level is a little bit lower than usual. You know, I'm just very grateful that my numbers are all moving in the right direction. So in terms of the tumor marker number, it has just been going down, 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 which is really a blessing. But probably the biggest one, according to an oncologist friend of mine, is that I've been gaining weight. So for about a year, I had lost 20 pounds, and all of my reports said underweight, 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 and I just couldn't gain. And now I have gained back more than half of the amount of weight that I lost.
We do want to know, before we go, if you have any other special requests that you have regarding yourself or your family or anything that's on your mind today.
Well, I am in a battle right now with my insurance company. I was hospitalized back in April, and it was my doctor who had sent me to the emergency room. But the issue is that the hospital is out of network, and so my insurance company doesn't want to pay, even though it was actually an emergency. So I would really appreciate it if the Let's Pray community would lift that up in prayer, that God would resolve that issue in my favor.
Oh, okay. Most definitely, Cheryl. Thank you for sharing that request. And lastly, I just want to know, from your perspective, what advice would you give to someone who may be going through the same situation as you?
I would say let people into your life. I know of people who, for some reason, have shut themselves away from other people. I don't really know what drives them to do that. But when people are willing and ready to be there to support you, take advantage of it. This is not a walk that you need to do by yourself. It's too heavy for one person to carry. And you know, I have been saying to people for the last couple of months that I'm supposed to be down, but people keep praying me up. And I believe that has made all the difference in the world in terms of how I'm doing emotionally as well as physically, because I've gotten some hard hits this year. There's no question about it. But at the same time, because people are praying for me, God just turns the tide with each situation. So if you are facing a situation similar to mine, let people pray for you. Let them know what's going on. You need support at this time.
That is a beautiful advice, Cheryl. Do you believe that prayer works?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a living testimony. Yeah. Because with the diagnosis that I got back in January, it really looked like I wasn't going to survive. And I really didn't think I was going to live. And so I remember saying to God, if it's not for me to live, can you just give me a little bit of time so that I can tie up some loose ends? But God has been responding to the prayers of the saints, which have been many. So many people pray for me every single day. And God is hearing and God is responding. So don't give up on God just because you've got a bad diagnosis. He's still in control.
Amen.
That is, he is still in control. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And I think that the timing for this is perfect. I thought about Ramona's aunt, Lourdes, who is now back with stage 4 cancer. hear Cheryl saying, I'm in the midst of stage four cancer, but God is, he's not giving up on this situation. He's not giving up on me. Mm-hmm. She's in the center of God's will. And I just want to encourage Ramona and Lourdes, if you hear this, if you see this, Auntie Lourdes, to just keep strong. What my grandmother would say, hold on to the hand of God.
Amen.
We want to pray for Cheryl
we
as
sure
well.
Do. Would you mind praying for her?
Sure.
Excellent.
Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the testimony of Cheryl. Mm-hmm. It was not a testimony that she is in remission. It is a testimony that you are working in her, that you are her good shepherd, and that she is lacking nothing in the midst of her trial. And there we hear her giving encouragement to others. Thank you so much for this testimony. Lord, we want to ask that you would continue to lift her up, that you would be her strength, that you would help her in the times where she feels distraught, despondent. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your angels would come and minister to her the way that they did you, Jesus, in Gethsemane, when she needs it, Lord. Bear her up by your spirit and by your grace. Thank you so much for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Well, folks, on Sunday, we asked our Let's Pray family, that's you guys, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, a question, and it was, how has the Lord provided for you? I mean, we're talking about the Good Shepherd, the provider. Here's what you guys had to say. So the first one is from LaWanda. LaWanda says, the Lord is my shepherd because he's always given me peace. Amen. She said, I've had open heart surgery twice, a stroke, and cancer. She goes on to say that thou art with me and has blessed me. He's been my comforter. His grace and mercy brought me through. God loves me, and I am so thankful. My cup runs over. Amen, LaWanda. Susie says, when I'm concerned or wonder if I did the right decision, he comforts me by giving me words of assurance from the scripture. She says, other times he answers prayer. This week, he caused me to admire the colors of the tree. And while doing that, I turned and beheld this beautiful rainbow. He is my covenant-keeping good shepherd.
Amen.
Amen. This is so encouraging. I love this, you guys. Chipo says, lots of things happened to me over the years, including losing my mom. I could have left church, but God kept me in his fold. Amen.
Amen.
God keeps us, you guys. Amen. He still does, teaching me daily to rely on him. I'm grateful to him. And Renee says, he certainly had not left me to want. He always led me to be in a better place and restored my brokenness. She goes on to talk about having diabetes, and he made a way for her to be at a beautiful garden and shared good food to her and just, you know, taught her along the way. Amen. Nanzo says, he has always provided for me. The Lord is my good shepherd. Francisca says, he is always there for me. I mean, you guys, it just goes on and on. You guys, thank you so much for participating in our question of the week. Look for those every Sunday. We're so excited to hear from you and what the Lord's doing in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And after the break, more from the Word of God and more from our callers. That's you. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Let's Pray. Today we're talking about our awesome God and what a good shepherd he is.
Mm-hmm.
In just a moment, we're going to take a look at a verse from the Bible. But first, we want to encourage you to give us a call. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is that number. And our friends outside of the U.S., 859-777-7729. That's or Let's Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that we need or maybe you need a good shepherd?
Yeah.
Do you need him to be a personal savior to you right now? You may be feeling the weight of the world and wondering how you'll make it through the circumstances of your life. Let's take it to Jesus,
let's
shall we?
Let's do. Amen. 877-7, let's pray, is the number to call, you guys. And in Psalm 145:17, it says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways, not some, all his ways, and gracious in all his works, even and especially the ones that we don't understand. Amen.
That's right. That's right. You know, Season, we've heard a few callers call in with issues with cancer, diabetes, mm-hmm. depression, and I think of my own circumstances as of late.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we see that the Lord is righteous in all his ways, it's tough sometimes when you're in the midst of that to be able to see that his character and everything that he does is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Because what about the daughter we lost? What about the sickness that we have?
Mm-hmm.
What about remission? And now I'm back in stage 4 cancer. It takes faith, but he says all things work together for good to them who love the Lord. And really and truly, what I've learned in this process is submission to his will.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my God doesn't want my daughter to pass, but I've also seen amazing things happen as a result of it.
Yes.
And I can't even believe that I'm able to say that right now, but I truly believe it. And so I just wanted to encourage those with this scripture today.
I think that you truly can speak from a place of understanding, and especially at this point. And I know that it's an encouragement because let's be real. It's like, Jesus, I know you've got great character, but it doesn't mean that my feelings agree with that right now.
Yeah.
You know, our emotions don't always match up with the truth of the Word of God. Our emotions are real,
yeah.
But it doesn't mean that they're always true. Does
That's
that
right.
make sense?
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to say.
Yeah.
Real. Yes. Valid. Yes. Deserve to be loved and sensitively and gently carried through.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Our Father loves us in that place.
Right.
But at some point, the truth of his word, I'm hoping, and in my own life, becomes an encouragement to us.
Yeah.
And his character, and the That's truth right. of his character.
That's right.
Amen.
And him being my shepherd, right?
Your shepherd.
Saying that I shall not want. That means everything that I need, I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But as one of his sheep, sometimes I don't like where the shepherd is leading me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's leading me, as we see later in the scripture, beside still waters. We'll talk about all of that.
Amen.
And we just have to trust that, even though we don't always see it happening.
And look back and see his mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, let's say a quick prayer just concerning this topic, because we know it's tough to grapple with these things when our circumstances and the word, there seems to be some tension in that place. I mean, can we be honest,
That's
please?
Right.
I mean,
That's
honest,
right.
guys, we're living real life here. Okay.
Yeah.
So we know the word is true, but it doesn't always mean that we feel it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That's right. That's
so
right.
let's pray about that, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to just be real before you. Father, it's not like it's a surprise to you. Lord, you already know we're feeling these things. So Jesus, we as a community across this globe, Father, and every time this episode is played going forth, Lord, we're throwing our arms around each other, Jesus,
yes.
and saying, me too. You too, brother and sister. I know that I've got struggles, or I'm praising God today. I hope that's an encouragement for you. Father,
yes.
help us in the midst of just all of this life to trust your character, Father,
yeah.
to know that your word is the truth,
right.
no matter what our circumstances tell us, because the enemy would have us believing lies. And Father, we choose to believe you. We submit our lives to you. We submit our wills to you in the name of Jesus, and in the midst of real pain and heartache. Father, you are still mighty to save in that place.
Yes.
You are still the God who loves, sees, and made all things.
Yes.
And nothing happens that hasn't passed through your hands, Father. And that's not a conviction against your character.
Yes.
I can't imagine what our lives would be like in these hard moments if your hand was not there.
Yes.
So thank you for your covering in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Season, we actually have a caller. Patricia
Jesus.
From Mississippi. I believe we've heard from you before, Patricia. How can we pray for you?
I'd like for you to pray for my mother today. She's almost 90 years old. She'll be 90 next month. And she found out she had a mass on her lung today.
Mm.
They're going to do a biopsy tomorrow. And I'd like you to pray that she'll be healed.
All right. And you said she's 90. What? How old is she?
She'll be 90 December the 10th.
Wow. Wow,
She's
Patricia.
Born in 29.
Wow. Well, we will certainly, so first of all, just so sorry to hear this news about this mass on her lungs. But we are, you called us. You know that you have a family here, a praying family. And so we're going to lift your dear sweet mother up. What's her first name again?
Almeda. A-L-M-E-D-A.
Oh, Almeda. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to lift Miss Almeda up to the good Lord and speak to him on her behalf. And we send love and hugs to you right now. And thank you so much for being a part of our community.
Amen. We're going to go to our next caller, who is Anna in Pennsylvania. Anna, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hello. Thank you. Yes, my oldest son is going in the morning at 7:30 for a biopsy of his prostate. So I would like prayer that it comes back benign and everything will be fine.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, I know, Let's Pray family, you heard that, 7:30. We've all got calendar apps or some form of paper that we can probably write on. That's my hope for us. So 7:30 a.m., is that Eastern Standard Time? That is, you're calling from Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
So Eastern Time, so 7:30 a.m. If you're on the West Coast, guys, that's 4:30. Let's set an alarm here because what is your son's first name?
Gary.
Gary needs our prayer, and we're going to ask the Father that it comes back benign, just like you've asked.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How's your heart as a mother? How's your courage? You doing okay?
Yes. I have had peace. And he didn't want anyone to really know because he didn't want to, he first didn't want me to know because he didn't want to worry me or concern me. And he doesn't want, people to be concerned and worried about him. And I just believe in prayer. And I'm feeling good about it, that I just want people to pray because I believe in prayer. And the more that prays.
Yes, agreed. And you know, that's why we usually just ask for a first name, which is what we did. And so praise God, because then we can lift each other up, but we don't necessarily need to expose each other. Amen. So his desire to be somewhat anonymous is still being honored. Praise God. Anna, we're going to be lifting you guys up in just a sec. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I guess we can go ahead and pray, Susan.
All righty. I'll start if that's all right.
Sure.
Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I desire words to speak in this moment, Father, on behalf of Gary and Anna. Lord, help me to pray, Father. Anna's heart sounds like she is encouraged, Father, and she said she has peace, and so we praise you for that first and foremost, Lord, and we're thankful. Lord, ask that you would be with Gary right now, Lord, because the anticipation of a thing sometimes is worse than the thing itself. And so, Father, we just ask for peace and encouragement and calm. And if it's okay with him, that he knows that he is being prayed for on a global scale and that we are going to be faithful as a community and pray for him at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time, Jesus. Lord, thank you that he has a praying mother. Father, I pray for this whole family. We're praying for healing, and we ask, Lord, that it would be benign and that the biopsy procedure would go very well. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Lord, we lift up Patricia and more specifically her mother, Almeida, who is 89 years old on the cusp of a new decade and there has been a mass found on her lungs. Lord, she has had long life and fullness of days. Mm. We are praying that her journey is nowhere near over, and that this mass on her lungs will not be something that will negatively impact her health, that the doctors will be able to remove it, that things would go well. Patricia is just wanting the best for her mother, and who better else to talk to about a concern than you, Jesus, than you, Father, than you, Holy Spirit. And so we ask that you would minister in this moment, and we await to see what you will do for sweet Almeida. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, folks, so let's take just a quick second. Let me get my trusty iPad here. We want to say hi to our family that is on Facebook Live, you guys. Yeah. Every week we are able to track with you and see you guys real time, and it's pretty awesome. We're thankful for it. So, guys, we just want you to know we see you out there, okay? So I want to say hi to Mina in Trinidad and Tobago, Georgia in Florida, Johanna in Sydney, Australia, Carlene and Gloria in Maryland. Hey, guys. Olga in El Paso, Texas, and Candy in Guyana. Thank you so much for saying hi. Maria saying, guys, good evening. Please pray for me. I'm having problems with my back and my knee. God bless you all. Nicola says, please pray for me. I've been sick for 2 weeks now with pains and fever. Goodness. Thank God the fever stopped. Praise God. But the headaches and weakness in my body are still there. Sounds like you're going through quite an ordeal, Nicola. I'm so sorry. And Mina, I'm also requesting prayer on behalf of a coworker. Verna is her name. She is going through a difficult at-risk pregnancy. She needs healing as well as comfort and prayer for a friend who is also experiencing an issue of blood. All right. So we've got Maria, Nicola, and Mina. And then we want to make sure we say, we praise God for our friends that we've said hi to all over the globe. I'm so grateful. And I know that Mario is too. The That's whole right. Let's Pray team, guys. There's something special about knowing that faithful friends are taking our requests to the Father and that it's all over the globe.
That's right.
There's something beautiful about that. Amen.
Amen.
I love this family.
And speaking of requests,
yes.
We have, I believe, Lori. Is that correct? Lottie from the Bahamas calling. So good. And you're calling from a very warm place. I'm a little jealous. But Lottie, how can we pray for you today?
Pray for my daughter.
Okay.
My daughter was on drugs.
Okay.
What is her first name?
Her name is Sharon Miller.
Sharon Miller. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And
I'm
Sharon.
Her mother.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
How long has she been battling with this addiction?
Long time, about maybe 30 years.
Wow. Wow.
30 years?
30 years.
Goodness.
God has sustained her this far, and I know that I recall a scripture that says he will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Mm. That is going to be my prayer for your daughter, that he will, that the Lord will set her free. That she will be able to seek healing. Has she made any attempts to recover from this addiction?
No, she didn't.
Okay. You've been praying for 30 years.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Wow, what a testament to your faith. And we thank you so much for being a part of this family. And this, by God's grace, is a house of prayer for all people. And so we believe that God will do something special, not because we ask, but because he's faithful when we ask. And so thank you so much for calling. God bless you.
A house of prayer for all people.
For all people.
For all people. Amen. So I have a special request that I would like to share. So my stepmom, Susan, and her dear sister, Nancy, they have a good friend. Her name is Ilona. And Ilona is dealing with some health issues, and I want to make sure that we lift her up. There's some cancer that's going on. And so I just want to make sure that I get that request in there, because Susan and Nancy, they sure love her to death. And so, I mean, you know, we just want to cover them as well. So a couple things to pray over. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Mario, would you?
I'll start.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Dear God, we have received a call from Lottie. For 30 years, her daughter Sharon has been battling a drug addiction. Father, we don't expect that our prayers would be answered on our own accord, but you asked us to pray. And you said in James, you have not because you ask not. Mm-hmm. Now, this mother has prayed for 30 years for her daughter. And I truly believe, God, that it has been her prayers that have sustained this young lady. Lord, but now you said you'll do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. You have your ways, Lord, and we don't always understand them. But until you reveal your will, we will ask. And our prayer today is that you would set Sharon free in the name of Jesus. You came up on the shore of the Gadarene Island, and there was a demon-possessed man there who could not be bound by any chain. And when he saw you, he cried out. And at the end of that story, you had released him. There are shackles around Sharon right now of addiction, Lord, and she needs your help, God. Would the same Jesus show up in her life that is the same Jesus that showed up in that young man's life? And may you release her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, today's program, we have discussed our first verse in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's been so good to think it through using the Bible in prayer. Amen. God is my and your guidance and provision. His character never fails. He is faithful. You know, that he's really the only true way for provision, and he's fully capable of making sure that we become what we need, amen, in order to fulfill his will and purpose for our lives.
Amen. And if it's your desire to leave, well, it's our desire to leave you encouraged in Christ. And so we have a wonderful promise for you found in Philippians 4:19. Mm-hmm. And it says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Mm. Man, that's
will. Yeah. Will, not might.
Yeah, that's right. Will. And once again, we see that word my.
My
God, he's my shepherd. He's my God. That's that personal intimacy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I believe unlocks the answers to our prayers, that faith and that relationship season.
Amen. I just love it. I love the thoughts that you've had on this particular topic. And I think it's especially dear to this community, considering the circumstances in your life. And I just continue to pray blessing over you guys. I'm going to just pray real quick. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this community and for this time together. Lord, bless us and keep us until we meet here again. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. We hope that you join us again next week for more prayer and praise. Follow us along as we continue praying through Psalm 23. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live and pray for your fellow community members.
That's right, guys. Watch on Facebook for our question of the week. Yeah. We'll be reading your answers live each week. And remember, as usual, prayer partners are standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time. You guys, we got the Pinckneys back this week. That's
right.
Our prayer volunteers we love. Remember that Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.